Lawyers say they're ready to challenge any state that adopts the CDC's recommendation to require COVID-19 vaccination in order to attend school. The Informed Consent Action Network is pledging to finance up to 50 lawsuits once states start announcing official mandates. ICANN says it has legal teams ready to go. ICANN's attorney Aaron Seary said this shortly after the CDC's vote. He said in part, quote, "Everyone should be free to get numerous shots because that is freedom, and everyone should be free to reject any unwanted shot because that too is freedom." Many states will likely adopt the CDC's recommendation for the 2023-2024 school year. In many places like California and DC, kids would need the COVID vaccine to attend school and daycare. However, some states already said they'll not go along with this madness. For example, as always is the example, it seems, Florida passed a law against mandatory COVID shots in schools back in November 2021, but that's the minority. This is what Dr. Naomi Wolf had to say about it.
They're proposing to give this to kids under 12. I don't understand how that is not a criminal offense. I honestly don't fully understand how sentient human beings, and Rochelle Walensky, Dr. Walensky, is a mother. I don't understand how these people can make a decision that they must know is going to result in damage or death to children in the months and years ahead.
Let's welcome Dale Bigtree back to The Absolute Truth. He's the CEO of the Informed Consent Action Network, or ICANN for short. He's also the host of The High Wire. Dale, it's good to see you. I'm glad to know that you all are going to be trying to help kids. What recourse do parents have if these states adopt the CDC guideline, which is what we expect for the majority of states?
Once this ends up on your mandated schedule in the state you're in. But right now is what parents need to do is they need to find their local chapter of, a health freedom group or a vaccine freedom group and get involved immediately, because that is the groundwork that needs to happen. Politicians need to be visited right now in every single state, and they need to be told by parents, we will never vote for you again if you mandate this product in our state, because the state still has control over this. There's a lot of confusion. When the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices at the CDC recommends this onto the schedule, it goes onto the childhood schedule, but the states still decide which of those vaccines will be, you know, required to go to school. So parents need to get up and do their work right now to make sure that their state doesn't move in that direction. But as you said, many states will just adopt this right away. I think we can go ahead and assume that states like California and New York will probably adopt this as quickly as possible. So, you know, it's really, Naomi was exactly right. I mean, this is a tragedy. When we look at this issue, we have to be making a risk-reward-benefit ratio. There is zero risk to a child dying from coronavirus, especially the current variant, Omicron. John Ioannidis at Stanford, one of the leading epidemiologists in the world, determined that the death rate of children who catch this coronavirus is 0.0002%. That's a zero in any math class in the world, and therefore, there's no risk to the child from the virus. Why would they take on the risk of the vaccine, which we now also know doesn't stop transmission? This is being admitted around the world. So if it doesn't even protect, you know, those around us, and that was sort of the argument, children should get it to protect their grandparents. Well, that's thrown out because the vaccine can't do that. So now you have zero need to give this to children, and they're only taking on the risks like myocarditis, which is a known side effect of this vaccine, as you pointed out in Florida with Ron DeSantis and the Surgeon General there, Dr. Latipo. They put out a statement that they are not recommending this vaccine at all for young children because they saw an 84% increased relative risk of swelling of the heart in young men that received this vaccine compared to those that didn't. So those are really alarming numbers. The CDC knows this, which is why Naomi's right. It should be criminal that they've put this, recommended this onto the schedule.
And let me ask you, Dale, if I know that in the past, some parents have filed for religious exemptions for their children if they didn't want to do the full vaccine schedule, childhood vaccine schedule, or do the vaccines at all, but that's pretty difficult, right? It doesn't guarantee, especially with the public schools, that they're going to allow your child to do that, right?
Look, if there is a religious exemption in your state, or some states even have a personal belief and a religious exemption, the state has to allow that. Yes, it's difficult. You have to fill out some paperwork, but you should never accept no as an answer to your religious beliefs and your religious rights. And if they have any issue or pushback, they should reach out to our law firm that we work with, Aaron Siri and Glimstad. These are the types of cases we fight. We make sure that your rights and your ability to opt out is recognized. Now, there are still, I think there's now 5 states, if I'm right, that have removed their religious exemptions. And those are the types of things my nonprofit is directly involved in right now. We are fighting to get those exemptions put back in those states. We believe it's unconstitutional to not allow a religious exemption in every state. Because if there is an exemption, which in every state there's a medical exemption, there should be no group that's singled out from a religious group. Meaning, if there are people that have medical issues that say they can't get the vaccine, therefore there should be a religious exemption. Because if there's a group that gets an exemption, people should also have a religious exemption. That's how our Constitution works. They shouldn't be singled out. One group has favoritism over another. And those are some of the cases we're fighting around the country right now.
I mean, if you look at the effects of the virus, I mean, not the virus, but the vaccine and the detrimental side effects that are well documented at this point, now you'd almost say everybody has the right to a medical exemption on the COVID vaccine, you know?
Exactly right. I mean, look, where there is risk, there must be choice. And this is one of the most dangerous vaccines we've ever seen. When you look at the vaccine adverse events reporting system, that's the reporting system for vaccine injury, we see this incredible, you look at the last 20 years and myocarditis, swelling of the hearts, is nowhere. And then all of a sudden, thousands of reports are appearing as soon as the COVID vaccine comes online. We are seeing a dramatic increase in reported injuries. Over 30,000 reported deaths from the COVID vaccine on the VAERS system, compared to an average of about 400 or 500 deaths every year for all the other vaccines put together. These are red flags. These are the types of things that scientists are supposed to be taking seriously, especially regulatory agencies like the FDA and the CDC that are designed to protect citizens from bad products. In this case, we are now seeing the real issue we have in this country, which is our regulatory agencies are being run by the very industries we're supposed to be protected from. When you have Scott Gottlieb leaving the government and working, for Pfizer, or moving over to Moderna, all of this revolving door of people moving from regulatory agencies into industry and then back into regulatory agencies, that's got to stop right away, because what is happening is these regulatory agencies are now protecting the industry against the citizens. And so that's why we're finding ourselves in this mess. And if you have a Facebook page that looks like mine, every day I'm seeing children, young athletes dying on the football field, dying in their classes, dying while singing in choir. This is a new normal that is unacceptable. And it just started when we started giving this vaccine to children in America.
Yeah, you're right. I see that all day, every day. Dale Bigtree, thank you so much. Thanks for what you all are doing. And for more information on ICANN, people can head over to ICANNdecide.org. Learn how to get involved. Learn how to stand up in your local state and try to stop it before you have to fight it in the court. Thanks so much, Dale Bigtree.
Thank you, Emerald. I appreciate it. Take care.